Cameron, KBIA News. At a recent art exhibit featuring the work of MU faculty members, the exhibit became more about the museum goers than about the art. The exhibit Other Self uses hidden cameras and television monitors to explore themes like narcissism, voyeurism, self-image, and lots of other good stuff. KBIA's Martin Winkler caught up with artist J.J. Higgins at the George Caleb Bingham Gallery on MU campus and got a tour.
Entering the exhibit Other Self at MU's George Caleb Bingham Gallery, museum goers are likely to get an uneasy feeling. As the uneasiness grows, you begin to feel like you're being watched. There is a reason for this feeling. You are being watched at almost every exhibit. The exhibits consist of monitors, cords, and cameras positioned in almost every section of the gallery. Artist J.J. Higgins says the idea behind all of this is finding out how people act when they believe they're the only person in a room.
I'm curious to know what happens when no one else is in a room. You know, if you could put a camera up in another place where no one's in the room and see what people really do. Would they just come around and look at it? And some people it's about devoting amounts of time, other people it's about playing.
Higgins is an assistant art professor at the University of Missouri who specializes in digital media and video. Her art concentrates on exploring how people see themselves and how they see other people. At most of the exhibits, a camera is hooked up to a monitor located somewhere within the exhibit, so that a visitor in one part of the gallery can see what another person is doing at another part of the gallery. One of the exhibits is called The Kissing Booth. At first glance, it appears to be just an everyday mirror, but Higgins says it actually depicts how people act toward themselves.
This is what I call the kissing booth, and it plays off of this whole idea of self-reflection and probably narcissism. You know, we're all about performing for ourselves now.
Higgins placed several different objects on a shelf beneath the mirror, including some tools that could be found in any woman's makeup kit, lipstick, an eyelash curler, and a hair comb. She says she included these items because almost everybody uses some sort of tool to help them create who they are going to be for the day.
But it becomes about those things, about preparing to be beautiful, and then you're making yourself into maybe something that you are, maybe something you're not, but you're characterizing, and then your performance.
Sitting in the middle of the art gallery is a transparent camping tent, which stands out dramatically from the rest of the exhibit. Visitors are invited to make their way inside the tent, have a seat, and eat from a box of Cheez-Its while watching a video by Higgins. Higgins says the tent's purpose is to try and recreate the feeling a person would get while they are traveling in a car by themselves.
This tent is, it starts to feel like when you're inside of it for a while, sort of like when you're in your car, you forget that other people can see inside. Like you're inside and you do all these things, you might be singing along with the radio or anything. And after a while, the tent starts to feel like that too, like you can see out, but nobody can see you. And just sitting there becomes this really comfortable space.
In the right corner closest to the Bingham Gallery entrance sits a table with several identical white boxes resting on it. In each box are several bizarre items Higgins has collected for years, including anything from ketchup packets to weird toys. While holding a troll doll in the shape of a telephone, Higgins says her objective is to collect as many bizarre objects as possible.
In every box, there's an assortment of stuff. You know, like this one has a marshmallow food product. Some of it's just kind of disturbing things that are out in consumer space. This, I wish I had more of them, is this little object. He's painted on one side, not painted on the other. He has a flashlight, and it's really about collecting the uncollectible object, because we as a consumer and disposable society are making these things that are always about being consumed.
Higgins invites visitors to rearrange and play with the items she has collected, while a camera located directly above the table records everything they do. By leaving her collection out for the general public to touch, Higgins risks having a person break any one of the items in her collection. She says in that event, the careless offender merely becomes a part of the art.
For me, I have to be willing to give up the object to put it out here. So I've put all these things in here, or this thing that, no, I don't want them damaged or destroyed, but if that happens, that's what was supposed to happen with the artwork. That becomes a piece of the process of the artwork.
Higgins also invites people to bring in any items they themselves have collected and add it to her collection. Higgins says she will make any person who adds to her collection an officially licensed artist. Martin Winkler, KBIA News.
The exhibit of herself is no longer at the George Caleb Bingham Gallery, but you can see photos of the exhibit at kbia.org. That's it for Off the Clock this week. I'm Janet Saidi. It's the weekend. Go do something artistic. Read a book. Whatever you're doing this weekend, though, have a good one.